This is KBIA's special coverage of the race for Columbia's 2nd Ward City Council seat, which is up for grabs in tomorrow's election. I'm Ryan Femuliner. In the next 8 minutes, we'll introduce you to all three of the candidates. First, Mike Atkinson is a 31-year-old entrepreneur and former auditor. KBIA's Matt Vito spent some time with Atkinson at his business downtown.
Walls painted with chocolate-covered strawberries hanging in blue skies lead visitors up a flight of stairs and into Mike Atkinson's office. This office, though, seems something out of a child's dream. Conveyor belts carry streams of melted chocolate, and machines need batter for cream candies.
Hi, how are you?
Mike.
Atkinson's parents have owned the candy factory for years, and in 2005, Atkinson became part owner. He is a Columbia native with degrees from Baylor in both marketing and entrepreneurship. He lived briefly in South Dakota, where he worked as a corporate auditor for a holding company and also for a credit card company. His business background, he says, has prepared him for city council work. Atkinson's focus for his campaign has been on the city budget.
Right now, money is very tight. People are looking at tax increases, which I philosophically do not agree with. Until all other options have been explored, so I want to get into the city budget and figure out where we can find savings in that $78 million.
Atkinson said that takes a different mindset. He says spending needs to be extremely precise, and he believes that he has the scrutinizing eye.
White chocolate chips.
Anytime really. We got the supplies up there.
Between visiting with customers and running the business, Atkinson is a husband, a father of two, and a deacon at his church. In his spare time, he's been campaigning, visiting with constituents. He says right now, most of the people he's talking to are concerned about crime in Columbia.
I've talked to people who've had their houses broken into when they're there in broad daylight. I've had people talk to me about their houses getting broken into when they're not there in broad daylight. In the evening when they're sleeping, but the most of it is larceny, people getting their stuff stolen. That's not the kind of community we need to live in, so a lot of people are very upset about that.
He says making adjustments to the existing budget could allow for the city to hire more police officers without raising taxes. On the school bond issue, he says he has gone back and forth due to his tax as a last resort approach and his belief in the importance of education. He believes the school district should get its funding, but he says the district should be efficient in its spending, and that the city should review all of those details closely. Politically, Atkinson calls himself an independent. He says he leans more toward libertarian philosophies of smaller government. Overall, Atkinson says he wants to bring an academic approach and productive change to the council. Matt Vito, KBIA News.
Bill Pauls is also running for the 2nd Ward City Council seat in Columbia. KBIA's Ryan Schmidt sat down with him and filed this report.
Bill Pauls is a former state officer with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service, but he says he wants to challenge himself in his retirement by making a run at the Columbia City Council. If he wins, he plans to tackle three areas of Columbia's economy: public safety, infrastructure, and economic development.
There has been no new manufacturing in this town since Quaker Oats came here in 1995. That's a startling statistic. We have lost, I think, in the neighborhood of 5,000 type manufacturing jobs.
Paul says a broader range of jobs in Columbia could give more people a path to success.
If some of our young men in this community had fulfilling job opportunities in manufacturing, maybe jobs that they could get started into from a level without perhaps a college education, or with a GED, or with even some criminal background.
In addition to volunteering at the Columbia Visitors Information Center, Pauls also serves as president of the Hunters Gate Neighborhood Association. He's also a commissioner for Columbia Parks and Recreation and a neighborhood watch chairman. He says his neighborhood doesn't have many safety concerns because the neighbors look out for each other. Pauls says he'd like to see this same kind of cooperation citywide.
One of my new innovative ideas is to set up monthly meetings in the neighborhoods to have people come. So the city often offers meetings for the people to come to. People have their own schedules. They don't come to those meetings very readily.
Pauls says he recently read a Billy Graham book called Narrowing Home. He says the book illustrates why he's trying to win the 2nd Ward seat.
If you're given the mental and physical capabilities after retirement, that is your best time in the world to try and give back and leave a legacy. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Ryan Schmidt, KBIA News.
Michael Trapp is the third and final candidate for Columbia's 2nd Ward City Council seat. KBIA's Matt Vito caught up with Trapp while he was canvassing his neighborhood.
Michael Trapp said he discovered Columbia in 1994 as a tourist and eventually made it his home 6 years ago. Originally from Michigan, Trapp worked as a counselor in Berkeley, California, and continues to work in that capacity at the Phoenix program in Columbia. There, he helps counsel members of the community struggling with substance abuse. He was also a former case manager.
I put in about, I start canvassing around 10:30 on Saturdays and don't knock off till dark, so makes for a long day. And I definitely don't want to pick up any extra steps if I can avoid it.
Trapp is walking up Leslie Lane, a westward extension of Vandiver from North Providence. This is the Parkade neighborhood. He says this area isn't alone in its infrastructure problems, and so he's campaigning to make improvements to city streets and to add sidewalks to busy roads.
Hi there. Hey, my name's Michael Trapp. I live right down the street. I'm a candidate for city council. I'm just out introducing myself, handing out some flyers.
Trapp says crime is another major issue in Columbia right now. He says that any time there's a high-profile murder in town, it raises people's awareness. Trapp doesn't believe adding more police officers is an effective long-term answer. He says the city council needs to look at two things: spreading out low-income housing options across town and working toward economic development.
We need to not only support our core issues, our core industries, which is really kind of recession-proof with the university and hospitals and insurance, but we also need to expand manufacturing jobs. There hasn't been a new manufacturing facility put in Columbia since 1995. We've lost 1,800 manufacturing jobs from 1990 to 1999. There are some folks that think that we don't need that sort of economic development because that's always been a small fraction of what we've done.
But Trapp says it's an important part of the market. He says it would allow people without a college education to find a high-paying job and move out of poverty and into the middle class. Overall, Trapp believes his experience as a counselor and case manager, along with his independent political approach, would allow him to cross any political division. Trapp says the city needs to work towards solutions that benefit the city as a whole, instead of a, quote, narrow ideological agenda. Matt Vito, KBIA News.
Voters will decide tomorrow. Remember, the polls are open from 6 in the morning until 7 at night on Tuesday. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening to KBIA's special coverage of the race for Columbia's 2nd Ward City Council seat.